Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
It's going to be a triple play.
It's time for the triple play.
Yes! Triple play.
The top three burning questions of the day.
And there's three.
With Jones and Mago.
Triples is best. Triples is best.
Triples is best. I don't live in a hotel, and it is Friday, Mego and Hart. That makes it a fill-in-the-blank Friday, so let's go ahead and start filling in some blanks.
Number one.
Mego, we start with you. The best player to never win an NBA championship is blank.
I feel like it's too easy to say this, but it is the one that I always think of is Barkley. I think you have to say Charles Barkley. Like, I remember being so sad for Charles Barkley when I was a kid growing up, being like asking my uncles, like, how did it happen? How did Barkley never win? I don't get it. Because, you know, it was basically like when I started getting really interested in basketball was like when he was wrapping up and then going into TV. And I thought he was so funny, like everybody else on the planet. And my uncles were like, it's just, you know, bad coaching, bad teams, like spelling out all these scenarios. And I just was like, what a tragedy. You know, that guy never got to win. So I think I had to go with Barkley, although I'm sure that's the most popular answer.
Barkley probably will be up. If this was like a poll question, I'm sure he'd be high up there. Started with Philly, couldn't get past the Celtics, and then couldn't get past the bad boy Pistons. And then when he went to Phoenix, that was the Jordan 90s, and there was no breaking through there.
It was just timing.
Yeah, and then at the end, he was with Houston, and by then he was in his 30s, and a guy that size sort of, you know, lumbering around wasn't the same as he was early on in his career when he could really dunk and run the floor and do all that other stuff. But, yeah, he's definitely a good candidate. Hart, what do you say?
So I had three that came to mind.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Barkley, one of them. I'll leave him off. You've talked about him. Karl Malone, another.
That's a good one.
And the one I'm picking. Because I'm, you know, biased toward the little guy a little. I think Allen Iverson was a phenomenal scorer and what he did to get to the finals. But his ability, the crossover, the speed, the athleticism of his game. Because the Malone one, I'm like, yeah, but I got Stockton, so I don't know how good you were. You kind of had that would be the probably the best duo to never win. Mm-hmm. But if I'm going to go singular, give me Allen Iverson and his little statue.
I see people saying Patrick Ewing in the Twitch chat.
Absolutely.
That's another good one. I don't know if I'd put him up there with Barkley or even Iverson. Steve Nash is one I don't recognize. I think those two MVPs he got were bogus. Shaq should have won it the one year, and Nowitzki should have won it the other year. And Kobe was playing better than him both of those years, too. So I think Nash got fraudulent MVPs and doesn't qualify. I take Chris Paul over Nash. I think Chris Paul, 12
I didn't even think about Chris Paul, to be honest.
11-time All-NBA. I mean, he's been the best point guard in the league for over a decade, and I think that's, you know, to never having won, I think is partially his fault because he comes up small in the playoffs every single time. But in terms of, like, talent and resume, he's got to be right up there, I would say. All right, let's get to our second fill-in-the-blank.
Number two.
Andy, we'll start with you on this one. Your favorite hockey fight of all time was blank.
So it has to be the the Avalanche and the Red Wings.
Mm-hmm.
I looked it up because I just remembered vaguely some of the
30
details.
For 30 on that.
Yeah, the 30 for 30 on it. It was March of 1997, I believe. March 26th, I think it was. just an absolute melee, goaltenders, everything. I learned a new term in it when one player was not cheap-shotted, but cold-cocked. There's a difference because it was from in front. But you talk about what we saw the other night, would blush at what happened in that game, which dated back to their previous, I forgot the date, it was like 301 days after their playoff series, the bad blood had spilled over.
It all started with Claude Lemieux.
Absolutely.
He was the guy. He was the beginning of that whole thing.
A lot of things seem to start with Claude Lemieux.
I know.
But that was old school. The guy who called earlier that hates fighting and hockey and distasteful, then don't look that up. Don't watch that. Don't see that, because you'll never watch hockey again.
Yeah. And Brendan Shanahan, clothesline on Patrick Roy.
Yep.
That was good stuff. Mago, favorite hockey fight?
Okay, mine is much more recent. I thought this happened last year. I looked it up. It was actually 2021. It was the retribution fight for Tom Wilson between the Rangers and the Capitals.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
And it just opened, the puck dropped, and it was a complete full line brawl, yeah, to the point that you had six Caps players in the penalty box together.
All nice.
And they're all just like shoved in there, standing together, and the camera kept going to the bench and then going back over, and they're like, almost the whole bench is just sitting there in the penalty box. I like that one.
One that people always bring up, but it was before my time, is Stan Jonathan and Pierre Bouchard. Stan Jonathan maybe came up to his waist and still knocked this guy out, had him bleeding all over the ice back in the Wensink, Terry O'Reilly days. My favorite one, though, was one that I witnessed, and it's probably why I'm picking this. But it was, I think it was the year they won the Cup, and it was right around Christmas. I remember I was there with my brother, and they were playing Arizona. They were playing the Coyotes, and, like, who cares? Rafi Torres was bringing the puck into the zone. He throws an elbow on Andrew Ferentz and then skates into the corner. Adam McQuaid comes over, and he beat Rafi Torres so badly. It was, what was great about it is that he had Torres, he's just wailing on him, and Torres tries to go down, you know, when a guy's losing a hockey fight and they just try and, right, like, bounce on the ice, and McQuaid picks him back up and just starts wailing on him some more, and the place went crazy. It was sort of a nothing game, but I remember that fight, and I remember thinking, this is awesome. That was my favorite fight that I ever witnessed up close. There are other ones maybe that were better, but that's the one I'm picking. All right, let's get to our third fill in the blank.
Number three.
Mego, back to you. The Tom Brady roast was a huge success, except with Mad Dog Russo and a lot of and some angry people over at the Boston Globe. Everybody else liked it, and hopefully they're going to do more of them. If they do, the next public figure to get roasted should be blank.
Okay, these are two very different types of roasts. The first one that I thought of was Larry David.
That'd be a good one.
Because you would have so many funny people around him. You wouldn't need to just, like, enlist the usual comedians. You could have them there, too, because that's their specialty. But the comedians and the comedic actors that you could assemble around him, I think, would make for fantastic. And I don't think any material, I don't think anything would be off the table.
I think that'd be good, except he's too well-liked. You know what I mean?
Well, like, but part of it is, like, yeah, maybe there's not enough, like, public.
Like Trump and Bieber and Charlie Sheen and all these people who, like, you know.
Okay, so here's the other one. This is why I said there's two different ones that mm-hmm. I couldn't really decide. I think I would enjoy the Larry David one. This one could get really mean and horrible and maybe result in, like, physical violence.
Oh.
Mark Wahlberg.
Ooh.
That could be a very good one.
That could
but
be.
It's like, has he gotten to the place where he's totally in
can
on
he
the
take
joke?
It? Yeah, could he take
because
it?
Sometimes he's in on the joke, and sometimes you get the sense that he doesn't get the joke, which is him.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I those were my two.
That's a good one. Mark, well, I like that better than Larry David, because I think Larry David would be funny and there'd be funny people there, but it wouldn't be like he would roll with it, you know, like Wahlberg, it could get awkward. And I think that's when Rose, like the Chevy Chase roast, you know, like that was tough, you know?
If it
you
gets combative.
Going there. Yeah, and I think that makes it better. All right.
And Wahlberg has a literal rap sheet. There's a lot of history with him that you
those
can
weird 9/11 comments that he made. Like, he's got a lot of stuff you can roast him for sure. Andy, who should get roasted next?
So mine is a simple one because roasts allow me to see if a person takes themselves too seriously or if I think they're cool. And there is a person who is the biggest star on the planet right now that I'm not totally sure whether she takes herself too seriously or not. Taylor Swift.
Good
I
one.
Would love to see Taylor Swift get roasted.
You can't do it.
And how she would handle it.
She wouldn't.
Exactly.
Roastmaster Kanye West.
I think it'd be so good. And now, especially with Travis Kelce bringing the sports world into it, I think there's a lot of angles that could be played. Kim Kardashian could be there again.
Her exes could come up and roast
all
her.
The
like,
exes.
Yeah, finally, the exes get to get her back after all those songs she wrote.
It would be spun as like, I'm under attack. You know, she would
not if she agrees, that's not to, it. If she agrees to it.
Then I know
she would
who
never
she is.
Agree to it.
Screw off then, Taylor Swift. If that's how you handle it, if you can't laugh at yourself, then screw you.
Yeah, I think that would be great. Mine was Elon Musk. I think that he would be a good guy to roast because that would get personal. That would get very and you know he would get all bitchy about it. I mean, you know he would.
That would be so bad.
Yeah, Elon Musk, he would get up and be like, ah, what are you talking about? Ah, Starlink's awesome. you know, whatever the hell he's going to say.
There's always a picture of him, and granted, it's like him walking on his zillion-dollar yacht, but there's always a picture of him with his shirt off and swim trunks that comes out like every year and a half. And
you think I got nice man boobs.
You just go, that with the amount of money this guy has, this is how he's walking
around. Not enough for
around.
A tanning booth, apparently.
Hey, he's focused on his work.
Ass, nice man boobs, Arkan.
Thank you. Thank you, caller.
Lord.
Yeah. I think all of those would be good. Mark Wahlberg, Taylor Swift, that's a great one, and Elon Musk should be in the running for the next roast, assuming that they keep having him. I think they will. That seemed very successful.
They were basically previewing it. Kevin Hart endlessly talking about what a success it was as it was happening.
Right. And the whole Brady and Ross are now business partners looking to produce it.
Yeah. I hope they keep going with him, and I hope it's one of those people.
Would you do it?
Would I get roasted?
Yeah.
Sure.
I don't know if I'd like to think.
I don't care.
We get roasted like every day on the radio.
No, but it's spread out. This is like 3 hours.
3 hours of you suck. Yeah,
it feels like it might push.
But it's your friends, right?
I think
what hurt my feelings would maybe be the like professional comedians.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It just doesn't end. I'd like to think I could take it, but I think that's one of those things you're not quite sure until you're in the spot whether you can take it.
Yeah.
I can take it.
Probably. I mean, you just got to sit there. You know, once it starts, you just got to sit there.
Just do the Brady fake smile and sip on your drink.
And say no jokes about Robert Kraft. 617-779-7937. There's your phone number. Quick break. When we come back, we'll get to Megsplaining. We will have a bet roulette as well. And we'll reset on some Bruins news that we got from earlier today about lineup changes and Jim Montgomery very noticeably not naming a starter in net. We'll get to all that next.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This Memorial Day, raise a glass to those who served. And let Blinds.com raise the bar on home decor. Serving up style with huge summer savings. Blinds.com is the better way to get custom window treatments. Online with upfront pricing and no salespeople at your door or inflated showroom prices. Upgrading your window coverings can be a minor project with a major impact. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable for you. Choose from premium blinds, shutters, motorized options, and outdoor shades for your patio. Just in time for summer fun. Blinds.com's free design experts will help you find the perfect window treatments for your home and even send free samples. Plus, you can get unlimited window treatments installed for one low cost, all backed by Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day sale happening now. Save up to 50% plus premium doorbusters. Up to 50% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.